This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever wonder where all the stuff we use come from? I mean, seriously, think about your phone, your clothes, even the food you eat. It's all resources, right?
Exactly. And this paper dives into that, exploring how we find, use, and sometimes misuse those resources.
So it's not just about finding stuff. It's about how we manage it all?
Precisely. It's about sustainable development, making sure we have enough for everyone now and in the future.
Sounds like a pretty big topic. Let's jump in. So first things first, what exactly defines a resource? Is it just anything we can use?
Well, it's more than that. It has to be technologically accessible, economically feasible, and culturally acceptable. Think about it. Enlightenments are a resource, but only if we have the tech to mine them, the money to buy them, and the cultural context where they're valued.
That makes sense. So it's not just about what's available, but also our ability to use it, right? The paper mentions different ways to classify resources. Let's break those down.
Sure, we can classify them by origin, biotic, you know, living things, and abiotic, non-living things. Then there's exhaustibility, a renewable, like solar energy, and non-renewable, like fossil fuels. Ownership is another factor, individual, community, national, or international. And finally, we have their development status, potential, developed stock, and reserves.
So many ways to look at the same thing. It's like a resource family tree. Wow. The paper highlights some serious problems with how we've been using resources.
Yeah, we've been pretty wasteful. Depletion for the benefit of a few, unequal distribution leading to huge gaps between rich and poor, and the environmental damage, oh, global warming, ozone depletion, pollution, it's all connected to how we manage resources. It's a mess, really.
It's a pretty grim picture, isn't it? Sounds like we need a better plan. That's where sustainable development comes in, right? What does that actually mean?
It means developing without destroying the environment and ensuring future generations have what they need. It's about balance, a delicate balance.
So it's not just about economic growth, but also environmental protection and social equity? Exactly. The paper mentions the Rio Earth Summit in 1992. What was the big deal about that?
It was a huge turning point. World leaders came together to address environmental and socioeconomic issues. They signed declarations on climate change and biodiversity and adopted Agenda 21. A really important moment.
Agenda 21, what's that all about? So Agenda 21, what's the main goal?
It's a plan for achieving global sustainable development. It aims to combat environmental damage, poverty, and disease through global cooperation. A key part is that every local government should create its own local Agenda 21. Ambitious, right?
So it's a global plan with local action. That's a pretty ambitious goal. So wrapping things up, this paper really drives home the importance of responsible resource management.
Absolutely. We need to think about the long-term consequences of our actions and work towards a more equitable and sustainable future. It's not just about having enough resources, it's about using them wisely, very wisely.
That was a great discussion. Thanks for sharing your insights.